Well, it's time to take a look at the weather. I have meteorologist Martin Babican joining me on the line. Hi, Martin. How are you?
Hello. Hello there, Shane. How are you?
Going well, thanks. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and Merry Christmas to everybody in the Gloucester. God help you all.
We've been some very warm conditions of late. And last time we spoke, Martin, you talked about a La Nina weather pattern emerging. How is that looking?
La Nina is definitely starting now. It's on the track, and then that's the reason I'm expecting more rain moving towards to the region, and the tropical Pacific Ocean approaching to La Nina threshold right now, and the La Nina alert is active right now. And the forecast patterns in the Southwest Pacific and Indian Ocean are not typical La Nina, anywhere towards Indian Ocean, nothing towards La Nina. It means this La Nina is going to be short-lived, but it's not going to be very active, but for Gloucester area, for that region, I think conditions are going to be wetter for December and January and February. And then the Indian Ocean is causing us some problems at this stage, but I think Australia-wide, this La Nina is not going to be very wet for the rest of the country, but only for central New South Wales coast and southern Queensland, and that part of the world is more important for La Nina events. Looking at what's happening now, a typical La Nina brings above average rainfall to eastern Australia during summer, particularly in the northern New South Wales and Queensland. And then looking at the typical means of less influence for this La Nina be other part of Australia because of the Indian Ocean dipole is not helping us out at this stage. Looking at conditions, predictions for longer term, December, January, February, there's 83% chance La Nina, zero chance El Nino. January, February, March, 72% La Nina, and then El Nino, zero. February, March, April, La Nina drops to 56%. This is where the La Nina start weakening. And neutral becomes 44%, El Nino, zero. And then looking at May, March, April, May, La Nina is going to be 36%, neutral is going to be 64%, El Nino zero. Seems that, again, for March, April, May, everything's finished, we're going to go to neutral condition. That's how system is going to be setting up for weather patterns for our region. Looking at 2 weeks outlook, right now, looking at a trough is moving towards our region, and this trough is very active. It will bring some milder weather at the end of the day. By tonight I think going to be cooler conditions, and then northeasterly part of the state remains still hot. This change is expected to move slower over the northeastern part by tomorrow, and high pressure will dominate the weather, and that high pressure will maintain the conditions a bit settled, and then the heat conditions will start developing again within the high pressure system when the temperature starts rising Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Looking at the 2 weeks outlook, week one, Wednesday, the 20th of December to 26th of December. Wednesday, I'm expecting some thunderstorms within the region with maximum temperature 40 degrees, relative humidity 22%, 5 millimeters rain, soil moisture 18%, soil temperature 28 degrees. On Thursday, thunderstorms and showers possible, but temperature will drop to 25 degrees. Humidity 70%, about 5 millimeters of rain. On Friday, light rain showers, temperature 30 degrees, humidity 34%, 1.5 millimeters of rain. On Saturday, few clouds, maximum temperature 32 degrees, and then looking at conditions are just dry. On Sunday, few clouds again, the 24th of December, maximum temperature 37, humidity 28, and the soil moisture 20%, soil temperature 27 degrees. On Monday, the Christmas day, there's a good chance possibility of thunderstorms developing with maximum temperature 30 degrees, humidity 35%, 8 millimeters of rain possible with these storms, soil moisture 24%, soil temperature 26 degrees. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy, maximum temperature 24 degrees, and humidity 61%. So there is a bit of showers activity for that week one. Looking at it all together, it's going to be more or less 18 millimeters of rain for week one. Week two, starting from 27th of December to 1st of January 2018. Wednesday, 27th, partly sunny, 26 degrees. Thursday, 28th, few clouds, 29 degrees. Friday, 29th, a few clouds, maximum temperature 32. Saturday, the 30th, storms possible, temperatures about 33 degrees, 68% humidity, 17 millimeters of chance of rain with these thunderstorms. Soil moisture is going to be 26%, soil temperature 25 degrees. On Sunday, it's going to be rain. Maximum Sunday, the 31st. Rain, maximum 28, humidity 69%, 9 to 10 millimeters of rain possible. On Monday, rain again, looking at the maximum temperature 28 degrees, humidity 75%, 12 millimeters of rain. Soil moisture is 21%, soil temperature 23 degrees. And then Tuesday is rain, maximum temperature 28, and humidity 59%, 10 millimeters of rain. So there is more chance of rain spreading, developing from week two, starting from 30th of December, it's going right to 2nd and 3rd of January. That's how the weather pattern is emerging. Conditions are not bad, actually.
Great, fantastic. Thank you once again, Martin. And Martin, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you so much for your work with us in 2017, and we look forward to working with you again in 2018.
Looking forward. Wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. That's great.
Thank you very much.
That's Martin Babican, lecturer and meteorologist. And for more information, go to bucketsradio.com.au.